This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thank you for joining us this morning on another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is Paul Mart, Senior Communications Manager for the Bushnell. And I think, you know, the reason why we do this show is to talk about things to do at home in Connecticut. And I don't think enough people and families in general get out to the Bushnell. There's so much to do. So, Paul, I wanted to have you on today, talk about some of those things, especially this time of the year around the holidays, that people can do as a family out at the Bushnell. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing very well. No complaints at all. This great holiday weekend.
Oh, it's a beautiful weekend. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, it's all coming in one catastrophe. It's great. I love it. I live for this time of the year.
I love it too.
And you guys got some great shows coming up that families can get out to, you know, not just shows, events. Let's start with December 3rd. Tell me a little bit about that show.
Yeah, they're a great trio of these comedic guys called the Mayhem Poets. They blend elements of hip-hop, theater, improv, stand-up, and it's really interesting. We're sort of branching out in some of the things that we're trying to offer to the community, and this is one of those things. It's like, hey, it's something you don't necessarily think of as seeing at the Bushnell. It's not Broadway, but it's a real interesting evening, so I encourage everybody to come out and see these Mayhem Poets.
And that's the thing, you know, like I said, it's something different. You know, you can... It's not the traditional theater atmosphere. It's a good time, and I think a lot of people don't recognize that. You can have a lot of fun while going to the theater.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, our big thing is the experiential element of coming out and not just seeing a show, but there's all sorts of things that we try to do with what we call surprise and delight when you're here. The whole place is decorated for the holidays. We're going to have new projections. We're actually working on a program with UConn and their digital learning. So we have a digital institute, and so we're combining with UConn to put on these digital image projections inside the theater, outside the theater. It's really pretty cool.
So you're taking it up a notch. I like this.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that's the thing. I've gone to the, you know, many events or shows with my children. Last year we saw, was it last year or the year before, the Addams Family? We saw A Christmas Story there. And I mean, just to see the younger kids, it's great because you have some of the younger kids that are dressed to the hill in their little three-piece suit, and then you have other kids clenching a teddy bear in their pajamas. It's great. I enjoy that.
Yeah, you come as you are. Yeah, and absolutely. You don't have to dress up to come to the theater.
Just plan on having a good night, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
And one of the other, you know, you got Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, another great family show. You can bring everyone out, grab an aunt and uncle, the nephews, nieces, and everyone can enjoy their stuff.
Yeah, that's just great jazz. We're so lucky to have them. They're doing this tour where they're, you know, back together again with the Flecktones, and really, really excited about having them in the house on December 5th. So that should be a really good concert.
And then a couple days after that, if you can't make that one, Breakfast with Santa.
Breakfast with Santa. We sort of kick off the holiday season with our annual Breakfast with Santa. You do need tickets for that. It tends to sell out pretty quickly, but there's still tickets available. So just go to bushnell.org and get tickets, and you can come have your breakfast with Santa. It's always a really fun time.
So if I'm going to that with the kids, should I make sure they bring their lists, or what should I prepare them for?
Absolutely. They're going to sit with Santa and tell them everything they want for Christmas, and whether or not they've been good or bad, and Santa's going to put them on a list.
So I'll make sure I bring my list, too, because it's pretty long. You know, I'm still a kid at heart, and that's why I enjoy this.
Of course. Of course.
And one of the shows that's coming is, I'm excited to see this. I'm going to bring the whole family. It's going to be an amazing night. Is Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical.
Yes, it's the longest title ever. it is. It's the second time we've had it. I think we had it 4 years ago, and it's just a big hit. That it's the cartoon that you love on TV brought to life on stage with music added. So It's a full-scale musical. It's actually played on Broadway twice. It sells out when it's on Broadway, and it's back touring the country as it does every holiday season. So we're thrilled to have it back here at the Bushnell, and to have it right smack dab in the middle of the holiday season, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And there's one performance on Friday night, four performances on Saturday, and two performances on Sunday. So plenty of chances to see it.
Oh my gosh, those actors and actresses have to be spent after that weekend.
Yeah, you do a full week's worth of performances in 3 days.
And that's what, you know, like, there's plenty of time to see stuff, and that's what I like about the Bushnell. You guys try to make it so as many people can come out and enjoy the experiences that are humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, absolutely.
You know, there's these great family, there's shows throughout the year. I was lucky enough, me and my wife got to go see Come From Away, and I want to go see it again. Like, I want to bring more people and have them experience the shows that you guys bring in. I mean, that was an amazing show.
That is a show that once people saw it, they wanted to see it again. And I know we're working to bring it back at some point, probably in a year or so. I don't know if we'll be announcing it at our season announcement in the spring. It would not be on the season again, but it would be an add-on, as we sometimes do. But it was that popular. We're really trying to work out a way to bring it back.
And that's the thing, you know, you bring in these shows, people got to get to them. And I wish more, especially families. I mean, as we were sitting there for that show, I was just thinking how my children, you know, my twins are 11, my youngest guy's 8, but how would they take away shows like that? And, you know, we all watch movies and go to the movies and TV, but there's something different about being at a theater up close and personal with these actors that I think as adults bringing children, the children see these things differently, and there's something magical about that.
Yeah, you can't get that experience anywhere else from a movie or TV, or even when they do one of these musicals on television or record it and you can go to a theater and see it. Actually seeing it live is an experience that you cannot get anywhere else, and that just makes everything so much more special. And what you see one night, even though it's the same show the next night, you're going to get a little bit different because the audience reaction is different. Mm-hmm. The actors may be experiencing things a little bit differently. So it's a different experience and an interesting and compelling experience every time you come.
Especially something with like the Mayhem Poets, where, you know, it is an interactive show. The audience plays a major role in some of these things.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, you know, we all have watched The Grinch. We all grew up with it. It's been around forever, but to be in the same room with The Grinch, yeah. You know, like, there's an experience there that you can't be ready for. You just got to go in and willing to accept it and enjoy it.
Yep, absolutely.
I think that's one thing, you know, going to the theater. It here in radio, we always talk about theater of the mind. Mm-hmm. But going to the theater, you're living that theater of the mind, and it's so encompassing. At the Bushnell, it's a venue that it's welcoming, it's intimate, but it's expansive in so many other ways.
Yeah, it is an amazing facility. It really is. The history of this place, we're celebrating our 90th anniversary this year, and just the things that have happened in this building. Every time I walk down on that stage and I think, everything that has happened in this space, it really is awe-inspiring to work here, and certainly to come here and see something on stage is pretty nifty too.
So that's why it's, you know, when I go and I see the, you know, people, and that's the thing, it's so multi-generational. You can have grandma and grandpa bringing the kids, or mom and dad bringing the kids. And I love, we went to go see it was a famous clarinetist who played the Klezmer clarinet over at in the building with the Hartford Symphony, but I walked around with my son and was showing him the Bushnell and all these other venues. And even the older generation, when they see a younger child walking around, they kind of get a little smile, like, all right, the arts can survive, there's faith. And I think
indeed,
people need to experience the arts.
Absolutely. And it's like, we're always, and other theaters too, are really trying to expand the repertoire of what we offer to appeal to all ages, all demographics. There really is something for everyone, and everybody's welcome. That's what we just want to make sure everybody feels welcome when they come here.
So now we looked a little bit, you know, at this holiday Christmas type season. Is there anything in particular you want to point out at the beginning of the new year that people should throw on their calendars this morning?
Yeah, speaking of families, well, I don't want to go too quickly by. We have our Nutcracker two ways. We have a traditional Nutcracker that is with the Nutmeg Ballet. It's a Connecticut institution, and that is December 14th and 15th. And then we're bringing back the Hip Hop Nutcracker, which we had a couple of years ago. It was a big hit, a lot of fun, still your traditional Nutcracker, but with a hip-hop beat, and that is December 27th.
And those are things that, you know, they're excellent to bring the kids for. It's upbeat. Yes. It keeps them entertained. Because that's another thing. You know, you want to bring the kids to a show that they're going to want to come back again. So doing the hip-hop, you know, Nutcracker, or even the traditional Nutcracker, there's some upbeat tones. The kids are going to want to come back.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then for families, Anastasia, you're talking about the new year, which actually started here in Connecticut at Hartford Stage a few years ago before going to Broadway. And that is coming on tour January 14th to the 19th. And it's already selling really well, and that has tremendous family appeal.
That is excellent. So joining me this morning, Paul Mart, he's the Senior Communications Manager at the Bushnell. If people want more information, Bushnell.org, all the show listings. Paul, we're going to have to keep in touch and, you know, talk about these shows that are coming up that families can go to and enjoy the theater. You know, not the movie theater, but an actual real live person in front of you acting, singing, and experience that specialness that only you can get at the theater.
Yep, and I'm happy to talk about it anytime.
All right, Paul. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks.
All right, well, thank you for joining me for another episode of At Home in Connecticut this Sunday morning. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We're rolling into the holiday season. You can visit me or most of the talent here at WTIC at the Holiday Store with the Salvation Army. And if you have any suggestions for show topics, you can email those to me at WTICcomments@entercom.com. That's WTICcomments@entercom.com. I appreciate you waking up with me this morning on At Home in Connecticut. Have a great day, everybody.